We are
Waterloo Region's adult alternative.
98.5 CKWR.
Welcome to Coral Rocks. We got a busy show this week. I've got an interview with Canadian country singer Marshall Dane, who actually signs when he sings. He's got a connection to the deaf community, which is fascinating. A brand new song called No Need to Speak. Hi, Marshall Dane. How are you?
Good. Sorry, I just missed your call. I was like trying to hit the tab button.
I was just calling you. We're live on the air now too, so this is great. So you have written a song called No Need to Speak. But can you tell listeners a little bit about yourself? Because you have quite a story.
Man, where do we start? When I was the first few seconds of my life. No, I'm just kidding. I mean, I was raised a minister's son. I was raised to be a minister. And then somewhere along that way, I decided that I wanted to go full-fledged into music.
Right.
I've been running at this for quite some time. And throughout the course of learning how to play and learning to become an artist, you develop a certain specifics that are to you, and you realize that you're not the same as everybody else, and all of a sudden your journey changes. And in the last number of years, I've become less interested in trying to conform to only worry about numbers. And instead I'm not preoccupied by that as much as I am really trying to dig into my heart and say, what are the experiences that changed my life the most that I want to talk about? And with this latest single, the
yes.
introduction of sign language into my life since 2017 absolutely has changed my life. And the experiences that have come from it have made me a better person and made me a different artist. And so I wanted to put this song together to show people where I shoot from, where my values come from, and to let the deaf community know how I feel about what they, what they've shared with me in my life. So,
right. What,
yeah, that's the history in a nutshell, all wrapped into 2 seconds.
Yeah, you've got a really great voice and a really great sound. I love the sound Grateful. What is your connection to the deaf?
What's that?
What's your connection to the deaf community? This is, I know CBC did a documentary on you as well, and you also wrote this song with Roseanne Baker Thornley, who's been a guest on my show numerous times.
Mm. Yeah, so the deaf community, I ended up, as a child, my mother learned sign language so that she could interpret my father's sermons.
Okay.
In our church, and I was doing a show a couple of nights ago, and my mother came out, and I was telling this story from the stage that she taught us sign language as little kids. We hung out with these two deaf dudes, and it was very familiar. It was, I'm trying to think of the right word other than familiar, but hanging around with deaf people was normalized for me and my sisters and my family. So as an adult who got re-inspired in 2017, it was a familiar place for me to go back to. And as I got into sign language, you realize that with deaf people, you have to stare at people's eyes. You have
yes.
to stay connected to their eyes.
Yes.
It tells you how intense their feelings are for what they're telling you. The minute you look away from their eyes to text somebody or to check your phone, you have broken the line of communication so much so you can't hear anything they're saying because you're not visually looking at them anymore. In the hearing world, we do it all the time. Keep talking. I'm just sending my mom a message telling her I'll be there in 5 minutes or
right.
whatever. But in the deaf world, you absolutely can't listen at the same time as looking at your phone. So the importance of keeping eye contact with people has been a huge thing in my world. And learning that in the deaf community, breaking that eye contact is extremely culturally ignorant, if you will. And so this new song, when I decided I wanted to write something from my heart, so powerfully from my heart, about how I wanted to tell the deaf community that I would not turn away from them, or that I would not, I wouldn't close my eyes while they are with me, which was the way I decided to say, that I wouldn't turn my back on them. I asked Roseanne to help me write it because, as you know, Roseanne is one of the most prolific and beautiful songwriters of the current, you know, century.
I gotta agree. Yeah.
And she, I mean, that song of hers, Sorry I'm Late,
yes,
is what grabbed me to her writing style. Anyway, and so her and I sat in a room and we plunged out all the thoughts and put them together in this beautiful song. And I keep sending Roseanne messages throughout the course of our relationship, songwriting relationship, over this last, you know, 12 or 10 months, how wonderful it is to write with a girl like her, with a heart and a word capacity like hers, so that I could, when this song is done and I'm on stage, I can sing it with every ounce of my conviction. And it's not just because the words are accurate, it's because the words are beautiful.
Yeah, you know what, Marshall, do you want to introduce the song? I'll let you introduce the song.
Sure. Perfect. This is great. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Marshall Dane, and this is my latest single, No Need to Speak.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, absolute pleasure. No, thanks for taking time with me today.
No need to speak. No need for words. You don't need the noise. Know that you're heard. I don't need the thunder. Tell me when there's rain. There's no need to speak, 'cause I see what you say. I won't close my eyes. No, I won't turn away. I can see it in your face. I can see how you feel by the love that's in your way. And I love that you can hide. Just these hands of mine. I won't close my eyes. Just know you're her.
That 98.5 CKWR. That's Marshall Dean and No Need to Speak. And Marshall has been nominated for many a Canadian Music Award, and he is also a level 3 sign language student and an advanced active licensed drone pilot. So he's quite a guy, and he's got a show coming up at Rocks and Docks on April 22nd in Mississauga. So check out his backstory. He's quite amazing. And also Roseanne Barker Thornley is as well. The two of them working together, I'm not surprised. What a great combination. What a nice, what a beautiful song that is. So for more information, MarshallDane.com. Once again, a huge thanks to Marshall Dean. I'm going out to have a coffee. Maybe a couple of munchies. Till next week.
Waterloo Regions, adult alternative, 98.5 CKWR.